This is Deanne Penn with UN News, an online tool that measures countries' progress towards achieving global targets for disaster risk reduction will help save lives and livelihoods in the Pacific. That's the opinion expressed by a UN official who has just trained representatives from 10 nations in the region on how to use the so-called Sendai Framework Monitor, which helps track disaster losses. Andy McElroy is with UNISDR, the UN office that coordinates international action to address disaster risk, particularly how it relates to climate change. Speaking from Fiji, which is bracing for its second cyclone in 8 days, Mr. McElroy told Julia Dean how the tool will inform policy in a region where floods, droughts, and other extreme weather events are intensifying.
Important because if we're going to convince policymakers and people that this thing called disaster risk reduction is worthwhile looking at. So here in the Pacific, the business case, if you like, for disaster risk reduction is made in the majority of the countries. It's not an abstract issue. It's something that is very real. And I'm based here in Fiji, and we're just about to experience our second cyclone in a matter of 8 days. So this is very much a real issue for the people and the government of Fiji. And likewise for other Pacific Island countries around the region. So this is not just a tool that has some fancy technology and looks good. It really is something that is both usable and useful. And I'd like to highlight two areas where that is the case. So it's really important that countries are better informed in the challenges and the risks that they do face, so they can then change their policy to address those gaps and build on their strengths. So this Sendai Framework Monitor will really enable them to build a fuller picture on their disaster risk based on the losses that they're experiencing. And secondly, what's also important in the Pacific, where government departments are quite small, where people are running around doing many different jobs to a very impressive degree, but nevertheless, there's a huge capacity issue, is that this is a tool that will save them work and will also, as I said, contribute to their ability to make better policy.
What's a practical example of how the policy can help the community?
A practical example is that if countries will maintain or use this tool and maintain the reporting of disaster losses, for example, it will be able to understand which people are worse affected in disasters compared with others. So, for example, are women particularly exposed or vulnerable to disasters? Are people living with disabilities particularly exposed and vulnerable to disasters? Are children exposed and vulnerable to disasters? And if so, they will have a record of this being a fact. And that will enable them to say, okay, this is an area that we really need to work to protect our citizens better, and to work with them to focus resources appropriately.
How important are the partnerships in the Pacific to undergo projects like this?
One of the main messages of the Sendai Framework is governments are in the lead. So that's clear. But the second message is governments can't do it on their own. And there's a very strong message that if we're really going to be successful in strengthening our disaster resilience and reducing the impact of things like cyclones and earthquakes, governments have to work in partnership with civil society, with the private sector, and with local governments, with academia, and many others. So I'd like to give you one example from Fiji here last week, is an organization called the Pacific Disability Forum brought together disability groups from across Fiji to look at how they can use the Sendai Framework Monitor to better map the issues and the vulnerability around people living with disability. And not only that, they are exploring a partnership with government who will manage this thing called the Sendai Framework Monitor. And the government has indicated they see the disability community as a key partner in gathering and monitoring statistics around vulnerability and exposure of people living with disability. So to answer your question, the governments are going to be overseeing this Sendai Framework Monitor. They have the prime responsibility for protecting their citizens in terms of disaster risk. But having said that, the more they engage with partners such as the Disability Forum and the private sector and many others, then the better we can move together, not just as a whole of government approach to disaster risk reduction, but as a whole of society approach to the issue. And that's very much the main message of the Sendai Framework.